Coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie is rated R.
The moon is full. So I actually thought about opening with a howl, but then I'm like, no, it's too much.
Oh, and then I did it.
So I was just
because if there's anything that I am, it's too much.
Overkill is underrated.
That was not planned, and I love how that worked out. It's just who we are.
Yep. Just howling jackasses here at Huntsville Home Video.
That's so perfect. That worked out perfectly. That's really funny.
That is super funny.
That was not planned at all. I was like, I'm just going to get this howl in while we're here.
Yeah. And yeah. God damn it. We're awesome. I think we should just stop while we're ahead.
I think we're done. I don't think we're going to get any better than what just happened.
No.
No.
Although, let's find out because I really want to talk about this movie.
Okay. I know you do.
So here we are. We are in spooky season. We got Halloween movies. Out the yin yang.
Mm-hmm.
God bless it. We're watching a lot of horror movies.
Horror is everywhere. It's just screams and odd noises in my apartment at all times.
Yeah. And like goo and splatter. Werewolves, monsters.
My neighbors are very confused.
More so.
So am I sometimes. Yeah.
If you've been following along, if you're subscribed to Huntsville Home Video, you're probably getting those notifications daily this month. In addition to Huntsville Home Video, we're also doing a little smaller, little bite-sized episodes, like 30, 40-minute episodes called Hell Comes to Huntsville, where we're talking about different horror movies with our buddy Marlon from America's Barley Basket.
Mm-hmm.
Watch some bangers. Watch some clunkers.
Right.
Watch
some by design.
Yeah, some by design. Everything in the middle. But today, it is Monday, presumably, if you're listening as this new episode drops. And it is me, it is Leanne, it is Huntsville Home Video. You know us, you love us. You want to know what Leanne thinks about yet another horror movie that I have thrown her way.
Uh-huh.
Notoriously, Leanne Foster does not give a fuck about a vampire.
Don't.
Does not give a fuck about witches. You like witches?
Nah, no, they're not my top of my list.
And does not give a fuck about a werewolf.
I don't.
Not a single werewolf movie that like
we did discuss last week that I liked Silver Bullet.
That's right.
But I never really went outside Silver Bullet. I don't care about it outside of Silver Bullet.
That's right. We did mention that. Now I had a suggestion to watch a movie that I'll watch even if it's not October. I'll just watch this movie because I fucking dig the shit out of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Movie called Dog Soldiers. It's got werewolves. It's got action. It's got badass motherfuckers being badass motherfuckers.
It's got accents.
So many accents. most of which are much better than ours.
Yeah, but still hard to understand.
I mean, you watch the movies with the subtitles anyway.
Well, I couldn't this time because the only place I could find this movie was on the YouTube.
Oh, shit, that's right.
And I didn't know that until late last night when I went to watch it and I went, oh, shit, we've got a problem. And then I found it on YouTube. So it's like, oh, this fuzziness is just going to have to be.
Oh, shit.
I was listening real hard, too. I was like, what did he say?
I should have given you the my DVD. I apologize.
You
for
used
that.
To do that and you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You saved me on a couple rental fees at the beginning.
Oh. Well, and there it is. Well, we'll move on.
That's
from
okay.
That.
That's okay. Okay.
So yeah, Dog Soldiers. We will discuss it. We will talk about it. But before we do any of that, we got to find out what Leanne Foster thought about it. So Leanne, do you still not give a fuck about a werewolf?
Well, I was really skeptical when we began this movie. I was like, ugh, I am just. I don't know that I have the energy to not like this as much as I know I'm not going to like this. And I was wrong. I like the movie. It's a good movie. It's a solid movie. And I like the werewolves in this movie.
Woo!
I much prefer this version of a werewolf, as in they are a team and they are literally dog soldiers.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh. So good pick. I give a fuck about a werewolf right now.
Yes. Oh my God, I was sweating this all fucking week.
Now, granted, I don't know that I'm ready to rush out and watch all the werewolf movies, but I do appreciate this version of that monster.
Yeah, don't. I mean, much like any genre of creature or slasher or whatever, you got your good, you got your bad, you got your downright shitty.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of bad werewolf movies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Dog Soldiers, not one of them.
Right.
I fucking love this movie.
Yeah. Very good pick. Very good pick. And we don't just rely on the werewolves the entire time. Like, we've got a lot of other stuff going on as far as the people and the team and the story.
Yeah.
Like, we've got that as well. So
it's like when I describe this movie to people, I like to say, you know, and I think it even says it on the DVD. It's like Aliens, but with werewolves. Throw in a little bit of Little Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And throw in some like just badass fucking Scottish soldiers.
And some accents.
yeah, like the total package. And Neil Marshall is the director of this movie. We mentioned a little bit last week, he directed the best episodes of Game of Thrones,
uh-huh.
like pretty much all the good battle episodes. Also the movie The Descent.
Oh, I didn't know he directed that. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Did you tell me? I forgot you told me that. I love The Descent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was all about that one. Kind of an underappreciated apocalypse movie, kind of like a Mad Max ripoff, but a movie called Doomsday,
okay.
which was really good. I like Neil Marshall. The dude just has a good sense about him.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what he did with Dog Soldiers. He apparently wrote this movie as just like a knee-jerk reaction to American Werewolf in Paris. Which was a sequel slash reboot slash whatever to American Werewolf in London. Not nearly as good as American Werewolf in London. And he was like, well, that movie sucked. I'm going to write a werewolf movie that's fucking awesome.
I love that.
Right?
I'm going to do my own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How great would it be to be in a position where you just left a movie, went, that sucked. I'm going to make it better.
Right.
God.
That is really cool.
I would kill for that. There are so many movies out there that I would redo. Better, man.
But not this one.
No, because to me, Dog Soldiers, a near perfect movie.
All right,
I hold it in pretty high regard. Where would you put it in? You know, so of all the movies that we've watched this month so far, including all the like Hell Comes to Huntsville stuff, is it one of the?
It'd be one of the top ones.
One of the higher up ones.
I can't remember everything we've talked about. Let's just be real. If there's not a list in front of me, you know how I am. I don't know what the fuck we've talked about, but I know that I greatly enjoyed this, and also I can't really think of a flaw that it has either. Like usually one would come to mind.
Yeah,
I don't really have one for this one. So it would be top. It would be one of the top ones.
Now we, like I said, we have watched some fucking clunky ass horror movies this month so far. Some shit movies. We watched some cheese.
Yeah.
What was it about Dog Soldiers that just hit you right?
I think I appreciated that there was no cheese. It was like usually to me, werewolf is cheese, and it's just like, oh, come on. But this one was I think because it was a good story. Like I understood the we weren't going in outer space. Like we weren't doing anything crazy. Like I liked the people. I liked what we were doing. I accepted all of it. And it's like, oh shit, here's this fucking, I really just love the band of werewolves that,
yeah.
you know, like that's just such an element I hadn't seen in a werewolf movie before. So
I really like the werewolves in this movie because number one, they're not CGI.
No.
Which I greatly appreciate.
Now, there are times where it's like, that's definitely a man and a in a leotard or whatever it is, you know.
Dancers, but, actually.
Dancers, okay. Okay.
Neil Marshall wanted to use dancers so that they would look...
They move differently.
They move differently. Mm-hmm. They had a different physique from other werewolves you see in movies where it's man in suit.
Yes, absolutely. But it still was awesome. Like, yeah. I like it. And it's like, oh, I see the human and beast. Uh-huh. You know, yeah.
Yeah, there's just like a different kind of grace to their movements that they didn't have or didn't do in a lot of other werewolf movies. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have just like a bigger, bulkier guy in a suit,
right?
You know, and he'd move like a big, bulky guy, not like a graceful wolf.
No, it was like a big Hulk. It was like a beast Hulk.
Yeah.
That's usually what a werewolf is to me. But
right.
These were thinkers and they moved gracefully, as terrible as they were, as scary
right.
as they were. They did move gracefully and think and communicate. That was awesome.
Yeah. Loved the look of the werewolves in this movie. Mm-hmm. You know, really appreciated that. We'll discuss it later. It has probably my second favorite fuck you line, and I've mentioned to it to you before.
You had mentioned it to me and I had forgotten about it, or I had forgotten what it was from. Either you played it for me, I can't remember, and then when I just was like, this seems like, and then when he started, I was like, oh shit, I remember why.
It's the thing.
It's the thing that Jack loves.
I'm so glad that you loved the movie and appreciated that line now that you've seen it.
Yeah.
and didn't like hate the movie and be like, well, at least that was awesome.
Right. Nope. I liked it. I liked it.
Now, I don't know if this is actually true, or if I just Mandela affected this some way, mm-hmm. or whatever. But I read an interview with Neil Marshall kind of around the time this movie came out, where he had this idea where after the movie ended, spoilers, if you followed us for the last 70 episodes of Huntsville Home Video, expect spoilers.
It's a spoiler podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end, when we have our lone survivor, he kind of goes off, you know, riding into the sunrise, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Marshall's original idea was for to have him eventually get to, you know, like the next town or whatever. He goes there to rest and recover. Turns out that town has vampires. And then after he survives that, he would have gone on to the net. Like he would have just gone on like monster after monster. And I'm like, God damn
puppies.
It, Neil Marshall. Fuck, that would have been awesome.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I'd be on board for it.
And you might have given a fuck about a vampire then.
I might have. He probably would have presented them in a way that I would have liked.
But yeah, like legitimately. Had anxiety this week about you.
How funny.
Not liking this movie because I've given you a couple clunkers.
Honestly, I had anxiety about it too, because I was like, I don't know that I have enough. Like I said earlier, I don't think I have enough energy to disagree. I don't have enough energy to vehemently disagree on something. So I'm glad I liked it too.
Good deal. Well, you want to get into it? You want to fire off the finer points, the synopsis? Actually, I guess the full story.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We're in Scotland. That's where this whole thing takes place. We got a couple camping, and I was like, I don't understand what they're talking about. So some of the dialogue is missing. But they are camping out in the woods, and she, among saying a bunch of other gibberish, gives him a gift. Which is a knife, because every knight should have a sword or some shit. Like, oh, y'all are cute and gross. Then later that night, they are making out in a tent, as one would do alone in the wilderness. I love that he goes to unzip her pants, but then you hear the zipper and it's the tent being unzipped. And she is brutally, brutally taken by some kind of creature on a full moon.
Hmm.
Ooh, and blood splatter everywhere. They are gone. Then we jump to 2 hours earlier. We do a couple little time jumps in this movie.
Yeah.
So we jump to 2 hours earlier, and we are on the hunt for a running man in those woods. Private Cooper. It's Cooper that we're after. He's going to be our main guy. And, you know, then he gets caught, and he's like throwing flashlights and shit. Like, the guy is trained. Cooper knows what he's doing. And then we get... I think his name is Ryan, but he's just Sir Davos in my notes, because that's who he was in Game of Thrones. It was Captain Ryan, right?
Yeah.
So Sir Davos, we see him, and we find Sir Davos gets Cooper, and we find that Cooper has survived 22 hours. This is an exercise. So almost a full day of not being caught. Pretty good. But he fails the whole test because he will not shoot the dog. Captain Davos asks him to shoot the dog, and he will not do it.
Ah, that makes him a hero.
It does make him a hero. But Davos shoots the dog himself, and I am super pissed.
And that makes him a dick.
Oh, I hated to hate him, because I've always, the only thing I've seen him in is Game of Thrones, and I'm like, oh, I love him.
Oh, no, now
and
he's
then
a
he shot a dog, and I was like, oh, shit, yep. Man.
Isn't it kind of funny, if you've been following us along on Hell Comes to Huntsville, our buddy Marlon, he's a cat guy. He loves cats.
Mm-hmm.
And we've watched quite a few movies where there's been some cat murder.
We didn't plan it that way.
No.
But we've had way more cat murder than anybody needs in a month.
And then now when he's not here, we have
dog murder. Which hurts us.
Which hurts us.
More. So Cooper is then sent back to what they call the squad, and then we jump to 4 weeks later. This is going to be our last time jump in those woods, and a helicopter lands and soldiers deploy, and I put here, I can't understand these fucks. And at first, I was still kind of on the fence, because I was like, they're not hot like Gerard Butler, and I don't really care, but let's continue.
Nice. I have watched a lot of Doctor Who.
So you're okay with the native tongue.
So yeah, like the like after a while, the accent, you just
right.
Roll with it.
Well, I feel like I got better towards the end, but maybe okay. We slowed down towards the end. I don't know. It got more intense. I don't know. But they are behind enemy lines. And I put here, they talk gibberish. A lot of twats. I heard a lot of twats. There was a lot of twats in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, that's a big Scottish word.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, you fucking twat.
So Cooper is making a plan to infiltrate the enemy, and we gonna go during their travels. They of course set everything up by talking about, "Ooh, people been disappearing out in these woods."
Ooh. Foreshadowing, perhaps.
Perhaps. Ooh. Even a couple was recently found ripped to shreds.
Ooh, terrifying.
Ooh, that is terrifying. Hopefully we don't encounter that in these woods.
No, what would that be? What could do that to a person?
I know. So we're laying out the groundwork with that. Then we get to a little bit of marching, a little bit of whistling as we're going through the woods. And we find that Captain Davos is watching from a distance. So this is an exercise.
Mm.
But an exercise in what? Let's continue.
I'm on pins and needles. I want to know what happens next.
Let's see. We keep, we're now by a campfire and everybody's talking. And this was part of what I liked too. I liked getting to know the band of brothers here. I like getting to know what, you know, they're talking about their fears and different things like that. And we get this story about Sarge. I like Sarge. I don't remember his name. What was his name?
I always forget it.
They call him Sarge.
I just remember his, because he's in a couple other things that I like him in. The actor's name is like Sean Petrie. Yeah, I dig him.
Okay, well he was really good in this movie. And so we're all just sitting around, we're talking, and then bam, a dead animal. I guess it was a deer has fallen into the camp, like onto the campfire. Like just out of nowhere, and it's got bite marks all over it. Ooh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Again, what could have done that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Then we also jump to Captain Ryan Davos's post.
Captain Ryan Davos.
And he actually has some craziness going on in his camp, and it looks like he done got eight, bro. Oh, shit.
Mm.
What could do that?
Get eight, bro.
So our boys, our team, they decide that they want to figure out what happened to that deer or whatever it was. So they are going to track it down. Surely, you know, it's been wounded for a long time. So they're going to follow the breadcrumbs, which is probably not a good idea.
Mm-mm.
but that's what we're going to do. And also, how do you just divert from infiltrating the enemy? Like, we were on a mission, we were on an exercise, and then now we're going to follow a deer. But maybe they thought that was part of the whole whatever.
I mean, if I was on an elite squad of killers and, mm-hmm. and you know, mercenaries and soldiers and things like that, mm-hmm. and I think that something was afoot.
Well, that's true. If a random animal with bite marks just is thrown into your camp, just drops from nowhere,
uh-huh.
perhaps that's part of why we're here on this mission.
I'm like, yo, we should we should go that way instead.
We should follow that. So we're tracking and we're walking, and I put here, it's like Scottish Lord of the Rings. And then we finally find some guts that probably belong to the deer. And I think one of them says no natural, or maybe I put this, no natural causes here. We got some shit going on. And then we spot a flare that has been shot off. And it was shot off by Captain Davos. He's still alive. He didn't get ate, bro. So now we're facing a hostile enemy, and they're going to call for an emergency rescue. And Davos is slashed pretty bad, but he's still alive. And he keeps saying there was only supposed to be one of them. One of what? I don't know. Let's continue.
I know what it was.
So they're calling in. There's no signal. We're dressing wounds. The camp has tranquilizers. It has real ammunition, because our boys have blanks because we're, you know, on an assignment. So now we're in a real mission, and they head out. In the woods, something's out there because we're kind of split up right now. So one guy in particular, I think it was Spoon. Spoon was his name. He sees something in particular, and he runs away from it. And oh, my God, he impales himself on a tree branch.
Fucking God.
Oh, my God. Almighty damn.
I've seen several movies where someone gets impaled on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask myself every time, like, could you do that?
I think you can. If you're running full force into something. I remember the lesson, because we were out in the woods all the time. It was like, watch your eye. Like, don't, you know, like sticks and things like in your eyes or whatever. But I never thought about running onto a complete limb. But if you're running fast enough, it's getting in you.
It's getting in you.
I don't know that you could. I mean, he was fully on that thing, though.
I mean, true. Very true.
I feel like it'd poke into you at least a little bit, but maybe not all the way through.
Maybe not like a full...
Not full penetration.
Enough said. I got nothing.
So, man. What we were talking about. So now we're being attacked. We're being attacked in the woods, and we're getting slashed the fuck up left and right. And I like how it's shot, because it's shot in total chaos. Like, it goes from one person to the other, and things are quick, and you don't know what's after you. You don't get full views of things. Like, I really appreciate that, because it puts you in the chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you can do that wrong, too.
You can do it very wrong.
The first thing that pops to my mind is, like, the Jason Bourne movies.
Okay.
Have you ever seen those?
I haven't, but isn't it a lot of shaky camera shit?
It is, mm-hmm. and it's super, like, when they get into a fight, it's super close quarters. You know, if the two actors are fighting, the camera's maybe like a foot away, and it's quick cuts, and it's slashes and swipes and this and that, and they basically do it to cover up the fact that the actors can't fight.
Ah, understandable.
That's a little mm-hmm. industry inside secret. Gotcha. Not so secret, actually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to fight training, so we're just going to make this look cool with quick cuts and close-ups. And
oh, did Matt Damon do that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Matt Damon?
It was.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not everybody can be a Keanu Reeves.
Right.
At least he's dedicated. He may not be the best, but he's fucking dedicated.
True.
Dude.
But yeah, in this instance, you know, in Dog Soldiers, like you said, it does done right. You feel like you're in that chaos. You feel like you're in that moment. And yes, it's also done. It's a lower budget movie. It's done
right.
to hide certain effects inadequacies,
mm-hmm.
but still done incredibly well.
Yes, absolutely. Because you're trying to follow everybody, and you can't, like, you're like, who am I on now? Who is this person? You know, like, it's just, yeah, really done well. And poor old Captain or Sarge, Sarge gets slashed and his guts be hanging out.
Oh, fucking brutal.
Can you imagine? First of all, the pain has to be terrible, but can you imagine looking down and seeing part of you that's always been inside now on the outside?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
And then you just have to rudely push it back in. And I think one of them's like, it's not going to fit. Like, you're not going to fit back in.
That's the worst part to me.
Oh.
Like having to stuff it back up in there.
Like a Thanksgiving turkey. Just
so squishy.
My God almighty. Yeah, his shit is hanging out. And we're only seeing parts of what we know to be the werewolves. We know they're going to be werewolves. We just see the parts of them coming out. But I thought, very well done, you know? And we also get the point of view of the werewolves. It's in black and white, but it doesn't matter that it's dark. Like, they can see everything. It's fantastic. I like that, too.
Yeah, that was a great, great addition.
And they're fast.
Oh, they should be.
Werewolves is fast.
Yeah, werewolves be moving.
Uh-huh. And our boys are not doing very well at all in this attack. But thankfully, a vehicle doth approacheth. I don't know. And,
I
was putting a flare on it if I can. And a random lady loads up her boys and in the like little Humvee or whatever it is and get ready to go. But we're not getting traction because one of the things that's out there has jumped on top of the vehicle. Oof. And when it reaches down into the vehicle and that long ass creepy hand and arm, I was like, oh, this is a, that's when I was like, oh, this is a really different werewolf than what I've seen before.
This werewolf is not fucking around.
No. And we see them teefs and it is fantastic. Looks really, really good. But they finally are able to get away and she takes them to what she says, I believe, is a friend's home or some neighbors that she knows. And it's just a nice big home randomly in the woods. Like, seems like right in the middle of the woods.
Yeah,
little, good place to live.
Nice little cottage.
Nice little cottage away from everybody. And they don't answer, though. There's nobody in the house answering the door. And I said, oh, this is about to turn into some Red Riding Hood shit. And then right then, one of the soldiers was like, three, come out, little pigs. And I was like, ah. Yeah. I was like, nice. So the fire is lit, the table's set, they find the dog, but they don't find any humans. Looks like people should be there, but maybe they've been attacked. There's also no phone, because why would you have a phone out in the middle of the woods?
I mean, that'd just be stupid.
Right? So we get in the dining room, though, and we just start dressing wounds and eating right at the dining room table, which I fucking loved. It's like, these are so, like, I thought that was so accurate of, so like, we're just pushing what's-his-face's guts back in.
Super gluing it.
And then we got soup coming out and ladling into bowls, and we're just sipping it up. I was like, yep, that's how that goes.
That's how you take care of business.
So they ask to be taken to the nearest town. That's going to be 4 hours away. And as they go to get out of there, the vehicle has literally been shredded. Like, the metal shredded, which I don't know how they didn't hear that inside the house, but I won't question it.
They slurp soup very loudly.
That's right. They were slurping.
Yeah.
Sarge was yelling. He's got his guts hanging out. We had a lot going on. And so the vehicle's literally shredded. One of the guys lights a flare, and we realize that werewolves are everywhere. They are surrounded by werewolves in this house. It looked super cool. That was a super good reveal. Very, very good. So they end up, they're trying to be calm. They end up blowing up the car so that they can run and get back in the house. And it's like, these things tore up a vehicle. Like, they're getting in the house. Like, we got windows in a house. We got a wooden door. Like, we're, this house is not safe.
Yeah, we're just checking off the minutes.
Right.
Until, like, okay, they're going to come in here and fuck our shit up.
Absolutely. So then they start trying to come in through the door. And again, I'm sure it was because of budgetary restrictions, but like the great effect of just them pouring in through the door, like just the hands, like just wrapping around the door and trying to pull or push, like it just was shot very well. It just looks good.
I mean, Neil Marshall can do a lot
With a little.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said you've seen The Descent, another great movie, you know, takes place in a cave. Super claustrophobic movie. Very dark movie. Not in terms of like the subject matter is dark, but also the illumination of the movie is dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way these creatures live. That's how they get around. That helps cover up some of the, you know, like a shoddier effects or whatever. But still, Neil Marshall can just make a little look so fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even by low budget standards, because mm-hmm. you can have low budget movies that still look kind of shitty.
Yeah.
You know, this one, hey, fucking looks good.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, if you understand the tools you're working with,
uh-huh.
you get it. And so they're coming in, trying to come in through the door. And then we were shooting at them through like the mail slot, which that was the biggest thing I didn't understand about the movie. How do you have a cottage? Why are you so secluded out in the woods and you have a mail slot on your door?
Maybe that was the only door they had available at the door store in town.
Like, oh, we'll just get this one. We'll just go.
We'll get a mail slot, ironically.
Right. Makes it look like we're inviting, but we're not. Yeah. So we also have this, this was really good, during all this chaos, we found a dog in the house. And so, Captain Davos goes to shoot that dog. We were going to get a second shot dog,
mm-mm.
but thank God one of the soldiers in all of the craziness just pukes on him. Just leans over and pukes on him. And thank goodness that stops him from shooting the dog.
Like, first time I watch this movie, I'm like, oh, someone's going to have to stop him from killing his dog.
Uh-huh.
They're going to like beat the shit out of him, punch him, stop him, whatever. Pukes up. Okay. All right.
Puke works. I'm all for it.
It's
gross
trick.
And disgusting. That's great. And then this is where you kind of, you know, understand that the werewolves outside, they are moving and operating like soldiers would. So an interesting title of Dog Soldiers. Also, I like this because I just like this quote. Cooper asks I don't remember her name, the lady that picked them up.
Megan.
Cooper asks Megan what these things are. And she basically insinuates that they're werewolves or wolfmen. And he's like, wolfmen? I may be nuts, but I'm no fruitcake. And I was like, I want to adopt that phrase.
All right.
You know, like, I just think it made me laugh. I was just like, I really like that phrase. Maybe nuts, but I'm no fruitcake. Fruitcake's just a good, I like fruitcake.
That would totally fit on like your day job on your morning show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like work that in.
You think I can work that in and
I
not
think
get
you
fired?
Could. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll try it. Why not? So
I want to see how many things you can carry over from this very not PG podcast into your very G-rated morning show.
So far I got Big Oof. I didn't get in the Scottish Big Oof. Scottish Big Oof is next. I've got to get Big Oof in on an accent.
Got to wait till you have one of your wacky world news stories from Scotland.
Oh, I'm going to look them up.
Hey, Lynch, hear what happened in Scotland? Ah, Big Oof.
Hey, Big Oof over there. So we're trying to figure out what the fuck to do. We're in this house. We got werewolves around. We got wolfmen around us now. And Sarge also isn't doing well. He is bleeding, actively bleeding out.
As one would probably be doing with your guts hanging outside and being held together by fucking super glue.
Oh, we haven't even gotten to the super glue yet. This is just sans super glue
at this point.
We're just pouring it out. So this is where we have to go super glue him up. We take him upstairs, and I love that he's just drinking to cope with the pain. And now we got old drunk Sarge who's like, I fucking love you, man. Like, he's just like, this is so good. I was like, that's super accurate. And at this point, I put in my notes, I was like, just knock him out. Why
comes.
Are we keeping him awake? And then about that time, thank God Cooper finally knocks him the fuck out. Not the first time. Because he doesn't get him down the first time.
You fucking bitch.
And then boom, finally knocks him out so that they can literally super glue his gut back. back together because that's what super glue was made for back in the day in Vietnam days.
So apparently the actor that played Cooper, that was the first stage punch he'd ever thrown.
Oh, no.
And actually hit him.
Okay.
And didn't even register. He's like, ah, hit me again. He's like, oh, fuck, he really actually got me.
That's amazing.
But yeah, great bit of just, man, that's a tough motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's why he's Sarge.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why he leads these troops.
Yep.
I like, in a movie like this, you have to kind of show off the bravado of a lot of these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you got your guts hanging out of you and you're still awake and somewhat moving, like, I mean, that's it. There it is. I'm like, that dude's not to be fucked with.
You get respect from me.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So after that, we make a stand. We are going to fight these werewolves.
Damn right.
Fuck yeah, we are. We also find out in a lot of this Scottish gibberish that our girl has been studying them. Megan has been studying them. We get that background. And then we finally start to question Captain Ryan Davos. I have to think about it every time.
That kills me every time.
Because details are hazy on what he was doing, why he was out there, what his camp was for, blah, blah, blah. And then we start to realize in this questioning that he's not crying and screaming like he was at the camp. He's doing a lot better. He seems to have pretty much overcome his big slashing of the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize, we look, oh shit, his wound has pretty much almost healed.
Oh shit, you would almost have to be a werewolf?
Oh!
Yep.
So, oh shit, he's one of them, or we assume he's one of them. We're not really sure what the fuck's going on. But then the electricity goes out in the house and it's dark. They can see in the dark. Our boys can't.
Not because they ain't werewolves.
Because they ain't fucking werewolves. Whew. Then all of a sudden, it's quiet. And then all of our werewolves start coming in from literally every freaking entrance. Or they're trying to make their way in to the house through every window. They're at every fucking door. They are just coming in. They're trying to get the fuck in. That was really awesome. Dude.
So we've talked about it before. Sometimes when you watch movies, you get like super excited, super into it, edgy, literally the edge of your seat. Yes. Were you like that here?
I was like that here. Because, you know, when it gets quiet, you know, shit's about to go down. And then they just start busting up everywhere. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, I yell. I have to yell to get it out. No, I was on edge. I was like, there's no way we're getting out of this. There's no way we are fighting this particular attack off. But it is chaos again. We're shooting. We had boiling water on the stove. We're throwing boiling water now. We're throwing grenades.
Yeah.
Like, shit is getting intense. And again, we've got people stationed everywhere because they're literally coming in from everywhere. We're chopping off werewolves' arms. Like, we're taking off limbs. One gets to Sarge upstairs, and this is where you finally see, like, the whole entire thing. I think this is the first time you see the whole entire thing. And I put here, I was like, that's a tall, lanky son of a bitch. I wasn't expecting a tall, lanky werewolf, but I liked it. Luckily, Sarge is able to wake up and he shoots that one out of the window. And then the dogs finally, and this goes on for a good bit, this fighting back and forth. And luckily, the dogs retreat. The dog soldiers retreat. And then we have to get that line in. Where the one soldier, I don't know their names, but he was like, dogs, more like pussies. And then he just gets grabbed and he's taken by the werewolf, which was such a lesson to me. It's like, sometimes you don't need the pun. Sometimes you just don't need the comic relief. Let it go, Leanne. Quit trying to say things to fill your awkward silence. Sometimes you don't need to, because it'll get you snatched up by a werewolf.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up.
More like a yank.
Yep. It was literally like the cane yanking you off stage. Yeah. It was like, yep.
I mean, truthfully, though, that is how I'm leaving this earth. Like, I'm going to leave this earth talking shit.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That is a good way to go if you're ready to go, I guess. But, you know.
It's,
anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to talk some shit at the inopportune time. Might not be a werewolf that comes out of nowhere yanking me out of this world.
Something will.
Yeah.
So we are really at a bad spot. So we are going to have to wait until sunlight because we can't see shit in the dark. Unlike the werewolves.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you ever woke up in the middle of the night, tried to walk to the bathroom in the dark? Pain in the ass.
Can't do that. You know what I got now? I got night lights that go on my toilet.
Oh, Jesus.
I got motion censored lights that go on my toilet.
If only our soldiers had had these.
I know,
they
right?
They could have
seen. They'll help you.
Yeah.
Motion detected.
Yeah. I don't want to turn the light on. Get, oh, fuck my eyes. It's so bright. And then you feel like when it's light, you wake up more and you can't go to sleep. It's like.
Because I have to turn on the light when I go to the bathroom. I have to look in the toilet bowl. Did I tell you that?
No.
Did I ever tell you this?
God, no.
I have a fear. I don't know that it's an irrational fear. I guess it is. I guess you'd label it that. I have to look in the toilet bowl because I'm afraid, you know, they have reports of like snakes and shit. They'll crawl through and they'll be in your toilet bowl. So I always cut the light on at night. If I have to go to the bathroom, I have to look in the toilet bowl first. And that got annoying. And I mentioned it one day, literally on air on the radio. And somebody was like, hey, you can get motion censored lights on Instagram. And I was like, Amazon. I was like, fuck yeah. So I spent $20. And now I got two lit up toilets. They'll change colors. I got the, they'll go through. You can set it on one color. I currently have the spare bedroom or bathroom on red. So it's like you walk by and it looks like literally like a, like a port to hell opening. I was like, for the longest time when I first got it, I was like that Damien music. I was like, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. Every time I walk by my bathroom, that's not a joke. You know that's not a joke. I'd be on my way to the laundry room and I'd be like, beep, boop. Oh, goodness. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I 100%. That's not even exaggeration. I know that happens.
So anyways, that was a diversion or a sidetrack on my lit up toilets.
God bless it. Yeah.
Yeah, I have that fear.
That's a fair fear.
That's a legitimate fear. I mean, that's happened before.
Yeah.
Can you imagine sitting on a toilet and getting your ass bit by an animal?
Or worse yet, like before it bit you, it just gave you a little lick. Like a little. Yeah. Like,
What?
I wish you just would have bit me.
So terrible.
I don't need the foreplay. Just go right to the bite. Get
anyway,
it over with.
But I highly recommend light up toilets. It's pretty fun novelty.
See, I don't do that. I just I grab my phone, turn the flashlight on, do it that way.
Do you not keep your phone on charge?
Yeah, but then you just take it off the charger.
Oh, you got one of them flat charge. See, I got to go through the whole thing of unbuttoning the OtterBox and plugging it in. I don't want to have to do that at night.
I mean, it's a lot.
I don't want to have to. It's a lot of work at night.
Yeah, right.
To have to go back and put it back on charge.
Like, I just woke up to take this piss. I just
got to
pee.
Yeah. I just got to pee, bro. I had water too late tonight, and I got to fucking pee.
Yeah. But now just imagine you're doing all this and having to fight werewolves.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're talking about dog soldiers.
We ain't got time to piss. We got werewolves coming in here.
We didn't need any of that about my light-up toilets, but I'm just
No, we definitely needed that.
Glad I got to talk about my light-up toilets.
That is insight that we needed.
It's canon, bitch.
It's canon, bitch.
So we are in the house. We are stuck, and we're going to have to wait until sunlight so that we can see what the fuck's going on to fight these things. We also find out that Megan worked with Davos on his first mission to the area. They needed an expert. So they have a history because she knows his name and the way they spoke. But then you don't really get much into it. It's a little sus. But then we spot the shed, which is out from the house. And Megan says, oh, my friends, they usually keep a Land Rover here in the shed. I don't know why we're just getting to this, but we just finally got to it. So We get somebody out there to hotwire it. We need a big diversion. So one guy, what was the one guy's name that runs out with the flare?
Ah, fuck.
Terry? Why am I thinking Terry? I don't know.
Let's go with Terry.
Sure, Terry. Scottish Terry.
Scottish Terry.
Scottish Terry. Maybe I've been totally wrong.
Why do you call him Scottish Terry? Well, he's Scottish.
Scottish.
Or ironically, he isn't.
Un-American Terry.
I just, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to find, if I ever have a buddy named Terry, who will probably not be Scottish, I'm going to call him Scottish Terry.
Scottish Terry. Seriously, what was that guy's name? Now I feel like I need to know the guy's name. Dog Soldiers Cast. Cast. Will I remember what he looks like? That is a great question.
Yeah, it's Terry.
It is Terry.
Yeah. It's Scottish Terry.
Terry Milburn. Okay, I was right on something. Well, that is fun. Fun stuff. So, Terry, Scottish Terry, he runs out with a flare and he's like taunting them motherfuckers. Like, he didn't give a fuck. And luckily, the werewolves, they take the bait while another guy who's able to hotwire the Land Rover runs out to the shed. And I thought, oh, he's going to get stopped. They're not fully falling for this bait. But they get out. He gets out to the shed. Mm-hmm. I was surprised when we got that far. Luckily our Terry makes it back up the rope into the house, but werewolves can climb too, just in case you didn't know. Them tall, lanky sons of bitches,
great
they're great climbers. So it almost gets in, but apparently we find that camera flashes can be used as a weapon. It's disorienting to the werewolves.
So maybe your toilet bowl lights would fuck a werewolf up.
Oh. See?
Quick, get to the toilet and open it and close it really quick. Fuck a werewolf.
Walk by it a bunch of times.
Oh shit, there's a snake in there. Goddamn.
So we got the rope. We get rid of that one. The other guy gets to the shed. He hotwires the Land Rover. And when the lights turn on, ooh, we just see one werewolf in front of the Land Rover. And he's got, it was that spoon he had.
No,
was a spoon. Spoon was earlier. Anyways, he's got maybe, oh, that was the one that had the pun that died. And he just basically bites at the throat and pretty much bites the head off of this guy and throws it onto the hood, I think, which was fucking phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
Dude, blood splattering. It was fucking cool.
Great visual.
Great, great visual. So the guy gets the, he backs out through the shed. He gets it to the house. But, oh, and this was such an awesome shot. This was one of my favorites. So he's sitting in the Land Rover and he's backed it up to the house. And he's just sitting there looking straight forward, just stone cold. And you see and hear the breath that comes in from behind.
Yeah.
Like it just, and oh my, I was like, oh no. And he's like, you're behind me, aren't you? And then he gets fucking eight.
Chomp. He got eight, bro.
He got eight. And which I put here in my notes, I was like, see, if he was a lady, he would know to always check your vehicle before you get in. Because we know that rule. You're supposed to do that.
Make sure you hold your keys in your hand and they're out.
Hey, sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a big vehicle key like I used to. I feel like I don't have as much stabbing power as I once had. Ugh. But yeah, check your vehicles. Check your back seats. Always a wise thing to do.
That's a public service announcement from your friends at Huntsville Home Video.
Mm-hmm. And then we get, now this is a stretch, but I said we get a shot like in Jurassic Park where it shows the front of the thing and you can see the blood splatter coming up on the windshield from inside and the Jeep or the Land Rover's rocking. And I was like, oh, it's like Nedry with the Dilophosaurus. Yeah, I was like, Spielberg stole that shit from Dog Soldiers.
I mean, Jurassic Park was first.
This came out in 92, didn't it?
No.
When did this come out?
Dog Soldiers? This was like 05.
This was 05?
Yeah.
Oh, where did I get it was from 92?
I don't know.
That's right. This is a mid-2000s movie.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Well, then they stole it from Jurassic Park.
They homaged it from Jurassic Park. See, if it's good, it's an homage.
Right.
If it sucks, then it's a ripoff.
Then it's a ripoff. Yeah. I got it. No, it was super good. Super good. So let's see. So we get our other soldiers who open up the back of the Land Rover and the blood that pours out of the back of the Land Rover. Holy shit.
That's a lot of...
It just pour, just a thick pour. Just, oh, God.
And we know how you are about movie blood.
Well, it was soupy. It wasn't like thick, soupy 80s blood.
Yeah, like, that's the stuff that fucks you up the most.
Just, that bright, I don't know what it is with that bright-ass red blood that just absolutely irks me.
Hmm.
I can't take it.
Crazy.
Can't take it. But no, that was a hell of a visual. So we go back in the house. We're going to stay in the house for a bit.
That'd probably be the best way to,
and
best chance to, mm-hmm. to survive, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So we calm it down a bit. We bring it down. Our lady Megan, she plays the piano for our downtrodden troops, because what's better than hearing some nice, lovely music on the piano? We assess the vehicle, the Land Rover. It's a little damaged. We're not going to get far in it. We got a lot of problems going on.
You're not going to outrun some werewolves in that thing.
Mm-hmm. And then Cooper and Davos start to have it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Davos had Cooper at one point doing these exercises and then kicked him out and blah, blah, blah. And then Davos starts to talk about what he's got going on. And he asks... I lost myself. I didn't mean that as a... I started off as a dramatic pause, but then I got lost where I was at. So he starts to talk about the Special Weapons Division. If you don't know what that is, they're the people in the white coats who teach dolphins to stick mines on submarines. Pretty badass guys, if you ask me. And they wanted Davos to bring in the werewolf, one of these werewolf people. They thought there was only one. That goes back to what he was yelling at the campsite. We thought there was only one, but there is indeed a whole pack. There's a whole troop of these motherfuckers.
Almost like a family.
Almost like a family.
Hmm.
And Davos goes on to say about how our group of soldiers are involved. They were expendable. So earlier in the movie, you know, Cooper's figuring out how to infiltrate the enemy that they're doing this exercise for. And Davos says, I put that gap in the enemy lines because he knew that our guys would go after it. He left that bait specifically for Cooper. And he says, that was your bait. You were mine. Oh,
how was that for a twist?
Oh, that was a good twist. A shitty twist, but a good twist. So... he set them up to be the bait that lured the werewolf, what they thought was one werewolf. So luckily, they all start to beat the shit out of Davos. Good deal. That's a normal reaction. But then, oh shit, something goes awry because he starts to change a little bit. His eyes start to look a little different.
Uh-oh.
And he falls behind the table, and I like that you don't see it. You just hear it, and the sounds of him changing into a werewolf were pretty cool. But yes, he's a werewolf. Bum, bum, bum.
Fucking great.
Ooh. And then at some point when they were first getting in the house, somebody finds a sword. Because I feel like all Scottish movies have to have a sword.
I feel all Scottish homes have a sword.
Right, exactly. I feel like over in Europe, everybody's got a sword in their house.
It's like in America, when you buy a house, they give you a cutting board.
Right.
For some reason, but in Scotland, it's like,
or like a nice candle.
Here's your house. Here's a sword to go with it.
Here's your sword that will protect the door of your home.
Yeah. Yep. That's what's it. It's like a William
protect
Wallace.
Protect the deed.
It's like a William Wallace thing, apparently.
Who's William Wallace?
Like in Braveheart.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
We are so stupid.
I know. So they stab him with the sword, like right through the chest. It does nothing. A big old wad of nothing. And I love how our soldiers are fighting this werewolf. Like we're stabbing him with we want to shoot at him. We're stabbing him with knives. And homegirl's over here with her camera. Just flash, flash, flash. Werewolf Davos jumps out the window. Captain Were Davos jumps out the window. And
I just have to say, I do, because you've done this before, where we'll be watching a movie, you'll have an actor in the movie, but you know him better from something else, and you'll only refer to him as the character from something else.
Yeah, because that's who he is the whole movie to me.
Don't stop. That is like that absolutely tickles me.
Well, good. I'm glad.
And now it's like now he's where Davos.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
Damn it.
Because that's the way it is in my brain. I just the shit that's in my brain just comes out. That's all. That's what it's like in there. Just a garbled mess of nonsense.
See, I don't. I can associate a character from another movie, like with Davos. Like, I don't see him as Davos from Game of Thrones. I see him as this character from, you know, from Dog Soldiers. But what I do in my head is if an actor dies in real life, I think, how would they react to that in that movie if that character was still alive? You know, so like if a character gets a happy ending and they settle down in the countryside and like whatever. But then if that actor dies in real life, I'm like, oh, that character in the movie must be heartbroken today. Because like,
that's really funny.
Because he's dead now.
That's ridiculous and funny.
I know, right? Again, we've talked about it before. We're both dumb. We're just different. We're both stupid. We're just different levels of stupid.
Uh-huh. Yep. Goodness gracious. Oh, so let's see. No. Okay. So earlier when, you know, we had that big onslaught where they start coming in at all the windows and the doors and stuff.
Yeah.
But they retreat. And there's a mention there that I don't know which one says it, but they say, well, that attack probably would have been longer, but they're acting like a unit. They don't know how much ammo we have. That's probably why they retreated, because they are indeed acting like soldiers. They're treating this like soldiers would. So I put here. Sounds so stupid. I was like, great. Davos has left. I was like, now is he going to be able to tell all the other werewolves how much ammo they have?
Yeah.
And like what their situation is? Like, is he going to be able to like bark or howl it out? Be like, hey, there's only like 100 bullets left.
I will say I'm glad that scene wasn't in the movie. Just like where Davos just howling and then they have subtitles under the howls.
It's like the dog barking scene in 100 Dalmatians. Remember when they're trying to communicate down to the...
Yes. Thank you, Neil Marshall, for not putting that in the movie.
We didn't need that. But I feel like he's going to be able to signal, hey, they're not doing so well.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
he's just signing like he does like the little like finger gun and then gives the no gesture.
I do kind of want to see that, though.
No.
Maybe that could be just like a little short story, like outside the house, like outside the cottage. It's just them like coordinating, sending hand signals and shit. And what a growl means versus a howl. That's super funny. I'd tune into that.
All right.
So I may not have connected the dots correctly here. Again, some words I was in and out on. But eventually they are able to realize that the werewolves that are outside the house are the human inhabitants of the house.
You nailed it.
Yes. I don't remember how we got there, though. But we looked at a picture of the family that's supposed to be there and we realized, oh, we're in their house. That's well, maybe that was the whole thing, like why they aren't leaving the house. Well, they live in the house.
Yeah, that was like Megan kind of...
Okay.
Drops that a little bit, that's where the dots are connected.
Okay. So, but then, even though we know that they live in the house, it's like, fuck them, we gonna kill them.
Yep.
Fuck them. Fuck
yeah.
These werewolves, yeah. Right?
It's our house now. That's eminent domain, or like a sure. Manifest destiny.
Whatever, yeah. So, squatter's rights, I don't know. So.
Squatter's rights. I don't think that's how that works.
I don't know, there you go. So, because Megan points out that, like, because of the behavior that she studied, because she studied these werewolf men creatures, the pack is probably finding the best place to huddle or to stay, which would be the shed. They like to be in a place that's warm. The shed's probably going to be the warmest place they have out there for them. So let's blow up the shed.
Yeah. Let's just start chucking nades in it.
Let's just do it. And it's heartbreaking because the Sarge wants to be the one to take care of it because they're going to take the Land Rover. They're going to drive what's left of the Land Rover. They're going to cut the fuel line and drive it into the shed and then blow that up. Sarge wants to be the one to do it. And then we have this really good shit between Sarge and Cooper. I like it. And then Sarge is like, look, I need to be the one because his wound has also almost healed.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to turn. He's going to become a werewolf.
Now, how great is that? Again, it just further solidifies the badassness of the Sarge. He, you know, like if you get like a werewolf movie, like a zombie movie, like someone gets bit and they're like, oh, I got to cover this shit up. Mm-hmm. He's like, nah, fam, check it out. I'll be a werewolf soon. Yeah. You have to deal with me. Let me go fucking take care of this shit.
Right. But I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take myself out in a blaze of glory for my men before I can ever let that happen to
That's
me.
What's up?
Fuck it. I'm not going to live forever.
That's a badass.
And I love the conversation between him and Coop. So also during the movie or during the exploration of the house, the clearing of the house, we find these big gas canisters, big whatever they are. We see them earlier in the movie, and then we take one of those and we put it in the back of the Land Rover. We cut the fuel line. Cooper's the one who drives it, and he's able to jump out before it runs into the shed. And then we're supposed to be lighting up the line of gas. Matches ain't working. We're down to our last match, but thank goodness Sarge comes out with a Molotov cocktail and just throws that shit on the ground, which was cool. But if you watch Sarge in slow motion doing that, it's not graceful. Or it's just there's something. It's not as manly as you think it would be.
He did still like, well,
it was
not
still great. Like
healed.
He threw that shit on the ground.
Yeah.
But it's just watch him again and be like, oh, that's a little, it's not as manly as it should be.
A little dainty, my dude.
It's a little dainty. It's a little dainty. So they blow the fucking shit out of the shed, but we don't see any like blood or parts of like hairy parts of werewolves or
hairy
like
parts of werewolves,
right? Or like people running or some or you know, werewolves running and shit. And so then when it's quiet, we get an apology from old gal, from old Megan.
Mm-mm.
Why is she apologizing? Because there is no out here. There were no werewolves in the shed. She is part of the family.
She lives there. Never trust a bitch.
Never trust a random white bitch that just shows up. They're really not there to save you.
Rule to live by.
Mm-mm.
If you are going through some shit and a random white bitch shows up,
we're not there to save you.
A,
like you think.
Don't trust her. B, probably a werewolf.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Now, I say that as a random white bitch who could be encountered at any time.
You're fucking werewolf?
I'm not a werewolf, but yet I have we've now accused all white bitches of being werewolves. I'm a little sus right now, aren't I?
You are.
Mm.
If you ever show up randomly, if I see you outside of this radio station or where, like when we're recording a podcast or outside of work, if you just show up at a random time, when something's amiss, I'll be like, oh, shit.
I knew it.
I knew it. You're a werewolf.
So, yeah, she's a part of the family. She's not in the photo of the family that they keep referencing because she took the photo.
Makes sense.
Oh, shit. And she apologizes because she has let the family inside. She has unlocked the door. And so you're getting a look at her when she says that, and then just above her, the werewolf comes out of the dark.
Yeah.
So good. That looked amazing. And they just start appearing from the shadows. Holy fucking shit. And that happens right before she starts to turn. And before she fully turns, though, Sarge, he just shoots that bitch right between the eyes.
Yep.
Nicely done. So I guess it kills her because she's still human, right?
Yeah. Clearly, like in human form, the werewolves are not as durable.
No, exactly. So Now we have a big fight. Now we are in the confines of the house, which make it so claustrophobic and so chaotic. And it is amazing. We're even to the point where I think it's Terry. He's fist fighting a fucking werewolf.
Fucking boxing a werewolf.
Just boxing, and we're stabbing, and we're lighting them on fire with like an aerosol can in the bathroom as it's clawing its way through the door. Like, just in the confines of this house was amazing.
Uh-huh.
It's just shot so well. Like you said, it can go really bad when you shoot something like this, but it is just done fantastically in this house. Like, I'm trying to keep tabs on everyone, and it's just jumping from person to person. It's so good.
Yeah, in the hands of a different filmmaker, like if you were going for a different vibe for this movie, if you know, there are some movies that purposely go for that cheesy schlock. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you say boxing a werewolf, you could have a wide range of images in your head.
Right. Like, I don't want to watch that movie.
Right. But in this, boxing a werewolf is like, holy shit, this dude is going toe to toe with a fucking werewolf. Mm-hmm. And it's baller.
And after that, he just starts throwing dishes. He just is like, fuck this guy, and just starts throwing these motherfucking dishes at these werewolves. And he's doing pretty well, but then he gets grabbed.
Ah.
He done gets got. And this is the line that you had told me about that you love so, so much. When they grab him and he is face to face with this motherfucking gnarly ass werewolf, what does he say?
I hope I give you the shits, you bastard.
Ah! It's fucking Wimp, but Bastard was close.
In my head,
It's Bastard. It's gonna be Bastard when you go. And then on top of that, he spits in the motherfucking werewolf's face.
Fuck you twice.
I'm gonna say that shit to you, and then I'm gonna fucking spit in your gnarly ass face.
That's the short story sequel that I want. The werewolf actually having the shit.
That lanky ass werewolf, like,
just gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Like, just kind of leaning over the bowl, like sweating a little bit, rolling up the toilet paper on his hand.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that line is so fucking money.
That was good.
Like, I mean, really, what else you gonna say?
That's how you go out in a blaze of glory.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is a proper fuck you.
I like it. Nope. Immediately, I was like, oh shit, that's Jack's favorite. There one of his is. Favorite things.
There fucking is.
That's where it's from.
I still mark out for it. Still pop every fucking time. Hope I give you the shit.
That is so good. So good. So, we lose old Terry. We lose old Terry. He's gone after that. Pour one out. And then we start to kind of follow Sarge and Cooper. And they make their way into a bedroom. And then they hide in like a big, like one of those wardrobe things. And they're closing in on him. So what do? We're on the second floor. So we just shoot out the floor of the wardrobe and of the second floor so that we can pop into the main floor. Which was super smart. Good idea. I like it. It worked. They fell on top of the coffee table, I think it was. Or the dining room table. So we're in the kitchen, and we find a trap door. Because we always got to have a trap door or cellar door.
Hell yeah. It's a cottage. It's like trap doors are standard.
Absolutely. So then they fight. Cooper does not want to go without Sarge.
But he's gotta. Gotta be strong.
He's gotta. So they fight because, they go over that. Sarge tells him to go. Like, he's gonna turn. It's inevitable. And so Cooper finally goes into the trapdoor. He goes down below into the dirt cellar. And I love this scene. I like the time we took with it of Sarge in the kitchen by himself. And he's trying to do things. And he's starting to turn and like he's fighting, but he's fighting it so hard. Like, I thought that was so well acted. It looked great. Him trying to resist. He finally cuts the gas line to the stove. And we got to always do this. We got to look at a picture of the wife. We always got to look at the picture of our wives before we do this shit. And as the werewolves come in, he blows it all to shit. Fuck that cottage house. It is gone, motherfucker.
Resale value went way down.
Way the fuck down. blows it up. And Cooper is the one who made it. He's alive. He's down below. I don't know how that didn't affect him or blow the... I feel like there would have been more damage to him underneath that, but I'll leave it. I don't know. That's fine.
I mean, we've made it this far.
We've made it this far. I don't know where gas lines run. I feel like there should be some shrapnel down there, but anyways.
Nah, things explode differently in Scotland.
Sure, absolutely. It's the air pressure.
Totally.
Yep. You know, we're sea level or some shit.
Yeah, why it blows up and not down.
So we are in this dirt cellar, and as Cooper begins to find his way out, we see the men from, I believe it's from Davos's team, and they are all hanging underneath there. Like, and I don't know if they're being eaten on. I don't know, but they looked gnarly as shit. They looked completely like mangled and terrible, but they're all hanging up from what would be at the ceiling of the basement of the cellar.
Yep.
Oh, that looked pretty crazy. And then all of a sudden, bum, 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 there's another werewolf left. Because guess who's left? Fucking Sir Were-Davos. He's been out. He wasn't a part of the troop that was inside the house. He's still there because he's got that damn sword still sticking in through his chest that's not affecting him at all. Holy shit. And he's punching the shit out of Coop. Like, where Davos is a fucking fighter.
He's fucking with them.
Now we got him effing with Coop. So they're fighting, and you know, we've got all these bodies that are strung up in the basement or in the cellar. And Coop is able to find the little silver knife from the camping couple at the beginning of the movie. Silver should have some effect on a werewolf, should it not?
Heck yeah.
So he stabs the werewolf version of Davos, of Ryan Davos. And the silver like didn't kill him, but it like took away it made him susceptible to dying.
Yeah.
Basically, it took away his werewolf powers.
Yes, it took away his werewolf powers.
Took away his werewolf shield. And then Cooper shoots werewolf Davos in the face, in the head. And it is all over. And the only ones left are Cooper, and let's not forget the doggy.
Second dog lives.
The one good dog of the dog soldiers.
Yep.
And that is the end of the movie. So well done.
So glad you like this one.
Yeah, I am too. I am pretty shocked. I mean, you know how I am. I went into it. I went into it worried because I just figured I'm not going to like this. And I was wrong.
And now, as we've come this far in the podcast, you know that, well, I can let you down a couple times.
But, well.
We had such a good track record for so long.
We've let each other down a few times. But not today. Today, no. Not being one of them.
Fuck yeah. Dog Soldier is a movie that I will happily introduce anyone to. Yeah. You know, I when we started this podcast last year, we started it kind of in September. So we kind of came to a mutual decision. Well, we don't want to do like all Halloween movies right away. We want to kind of like establish a little bit more of the podcast before we do that.
Right.
So I knew that when we got a year under us and we came to the Halloween season, we started doing, you know, like maybe Halloween movies for the whole month.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the Dog Soldiers was going to be on that list. I was like, I got to work her up to it. And then, you know, a few weeks ago, and you're like, eh, fuck a werewolf. And I'm like, ooh, nope, not this one. Not this time.
No, again, I just really appreciate how they were presented. I don't know. And maybe there might be several that you've seen or other movies, but I just like the way they were portrayed, that they were literally soldiers. Like, it wasn't just some big rambling beast. They worked together as a unit. I really liked that part of the story. These intelligent, scary animals.
So here's another element that makes me love this movie even more. So typically in a movie like this, you'll have a group of, you know, survivors, the people that are, you know, basically bait for the werewolves. Mm-hmm. Right. And like you had in the beginning, you had campers, right? So you could very easily have had a bunch of friends camping together, be descended upon by werewolves, and they have to just, like, fight or flight kicks in. They have to, you know, run. They get to this cabin, and now you're trying to survive the werewolves.
Right.
You'd probably have these characters make a lot of stupid mistakes, do a lot of stupid shit, get eaten anyway. I loved that you had soldiers that were very capable, that were smart, that had a level of preparedness to not necessarily fight werewolves, but to be descended upon by enemies.
They were on par with each other. They were good enemies for each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that element to
it. Yeah, absolutely. Know? Very good.
Much like in Aliens, where you had the soldiers dealing with the xenomorphs, you know? Part of what I think makes Aliens one of the greatest sequels of all times, you know, like I like that dynamic rather than having just random civilians fighting off werewolves.
Right. It eliminates the goofiness that can come from that.
It eliminates the goofiness. It also gives your characters a chance to, you know, be effective and have it be believable.
Yeah.
Whereas if you have these like city slicking, you know, yokels that will go camping and then all of a sudden turn into clever badasses, or, you know, they'll make stupid mistakes and you're like, ah, well, you're just fucking stupid and whatever. Just a much more enjoyable movie because you have a group of badasses trying to defend themselves rather than just like
you or I.
Yeah. That'd be a much shorter movie.
Yeah, we'd have never made it to the house.
No.
No.
I would be insta-dead when my guts came out.
Honestly, I'd have probably been hit by that deer and been gone right there at the campfire. That'd have been the end of me.
Yeah.
Right then.
That's where Lili bit it early on.
No, I'd have gone and peed in the woods and a snake would have bit me and then I would have died. That's how I would have gone.
Had I made it to the end, I definitely would have been boxing no werewolf. I might have tried to kick him in the nards. Find out what Wolfman doesn't give a fuck about that.
Right?
Oh, Monster Squad let me down. Swipe, dead.
That would be how you went out. Monster Squad was wrong.
Yep.
Swipe.
Kick him in the nards. Thump. Oh, fuck. Head gone. I will say that, you know, speaking of badasses, I've got a buddy, and I may have told this story before, but this is probably like the toughest friend that I have, right? Just like a badass of a dude, right? Has fought MMA before, didn't really care who the fuck he got in there with, you know, like a lot of fighters, they'll be like, oh, like I could easily take this guy, improve my record. He's just like, put me in there. I'll fucking fight anyone, whatever. Right. So he was actually at a fight in somewhere in northern Minnesota, and he was coming back, and a bear came out of the woods and they hit the bear with the car. All right.
Oh, okay.
So he calls me to tell me this, and I'm on the phone, and I had a bunch of other friends with me. We were just getting out of a movie, and he's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. We were coming home and a bear came out of the fucking woods. We hit this bear with our car. And I said, Like when the phone, I'm like, oh, it's Chris. I wonder how the fight went. And so I get him on the phone and all my friends are kind of like waiting to hear what's up. And I'm like, Jesus, you hit a bear? And so my friends go, Chris punched a bear? I mean, like, that's a level of badass that you cannot buy.
That you completely believe that this human being punched a literal bear.
Right. Yep. So like
that's amazing.
If we were descended upon by werewolves, like that's a dude that I would want. You know, I'd want him on our time. I'm like, Chris, go punch the werewolves.
Go punch the werewolf.
I can't.
That's amazing.
I can't afford to get my guts hanging out. Like,
I can't do it, man.
A, we're out of super glue. B, I don't want to live through that shit. I mean, I've seen how I get with a hangnail. That's not right. Not good.
I got a paper cut the other day. I thought I was gonna die.
Oh fuck!
This pinky was gone, bro.
Yeah.
My right pinky was gone.
Man, imagine that pain and then amplify having your intestines coming out of it.
Oof.
Big oof.
Big oof, yeah.
Dog Soldiers, a great film. Glad you enjoyed it. A movie that, like I said earlier, it almost had a sequel at one point with, you know, that idea. There was also talk of a more werewolf-centric soldiers mm-hmm. called, would have been Dog Soldiers 2 Fresh Meat.
Oh.
But yeah, unfortunately, Neil Marshall just never got around to it, never came to fruition, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. And I think, you know, probably too much time has passed now.
Right.
You know, maybe reboot it, do whatever, or just leave this one alone because it's fucking great.
Leave it because it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you, where would you rate it?
I would probably give it a, I really liked it. I couldn't find a flaw in it. I enjoyed it, and it has changed my view upon werewolves.
Heck yeah.
If they're done the right way, I like a werewolf. So I'm going to give it a 4.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for me as well.
Oh, nice.
Leanne Foster now, when she says, man, fuck a werewolf, there's an asterisk. And that asterisk says, except for dog soldiers.
Yeah, unless they work like soldiers.
Yeah. Dog soldiers gets a pass.
Uh-huh.
4 out of 5s all around for dog soldiers today.
Good, hell I'm glad. I feel like we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Baby.
Well, now I'm going to tempt fate.
Jack, don't you dare. Jack, please don't.
You've also said fuck a vampire.
Yeah.
I want to check out
a vampire movie.
A vampire movie.
Jack, why are you doing this to yourself?
I like to tempt fate.
I know you do.
I feel like
you're a cocky bastard.
I am. I really am. It's going to be my downfall. We've established this. I feel like you know when we come back strong.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I fuck us up. Like, mm-hmm. I know how I can come back from this. But it's not going to happen because I'm going to give you a great vampire movie.
I don't think those exist, but go on. But, well, look, I said this about werewolves, and, we have to put an asterisk there. So what is it?
It might be the asterisk coming on this vampire movie.
What is this vampire movie?
It is from Quentin Tarantino, from Robert Rodriguez, from Dusk Till Dawn.
Ah, that one is on my own personal watch list.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I will watch this with open mind.
All right. Very good.
I owe that to you.
A movie directed by Robert Rodriguez, a movie written by Quentin Tarantino.
Tarantino's in it, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. George Clooney along as well. What's your stance on the Clune?
I mean, I think he's handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a, you know, bitched out a little bit now that he got that wife. But
oh, shit. Like, Amal, isn't that her name?
Amal, yeah. No, I just hear him talking about it. I'm like, you used to be a playboy back in the day. Can you not shit on other people? Because you used to do some shit back in the day. How about
is he shitting on Playboys?
I don't know that he is. He just is. He's like dad now, right? Like, he's got a wife and kids, and he's like that role now. And I'm like, that's not how you always been. I just need you to be quiet.
I just need you to be quiet.
Enjoy your living and be quiet about it.
And he live in Italy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere over there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. I guess I haven't kept up with the goings
on. I don't hate
him
at all, but like, it's just one of those. I'm like, oh, from you again? Okay.
I do enjoy Clooney. I think he's an actor that has been in a lot of movies that I like.
No, he's great as an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is an actor though that I feel like he does need to shut up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You made that one Oscar speech, you know, that was real, real jerking it on stage. Yeah. And then he's just like, we just keep on. It's like, calm down, bro.
Well, wasn't that South Park episode when they're making fun of all the smug actors?
Yeah.
Yeah. The smug cloud coming in.
We created all the good things in the world as actors. We got rid of AIDS. Fuck off, bro.
Speaking of South Park, wasn't he also the George Clooney, just the voice of the dog in an episode?
I know he was in
the South Park movie.
He was in the movie as the doctor in the movie. He might have been. I know that Jay Leno was Cartman's cat in one episode.
Yeah.
George Clooney might have been the dog in one episode.
Because that's how Trey Parker and
Matt
Stone operates. Like, we got this Hollywood A-level talent. You're just going to voice a dog.
And
not even use your voice, but you're just going to go rough, rough.
Rough, rough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
We also, in From Dusk Till Dawn, we also got Harvey Keitel Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know who that is now. I know that name now. So excited.
But yeah, super, super good movie. And also, I'm not going to say who, what, anything other than a character from Kill Bill is in this movie as well.
Not just the actor, but the character. Actual character.
Yeah, yeah.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
So you might have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see if we can put an asterisk on Leanne's phrase, man, fuck a vampire. See if we'll do that next week. In the meantime, later on today, another episode of Hell Comes to Huntsville coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be watching some more horror movies till the end of the month with our buddy Marlon over at America's Barley Basket. He'll be chatting with us as well. So we got that coming later on this afternoon. If you're not sick of us already.
I mean, well, how could you be?
Really?
I mean, we're delightful motherfuckers. I don't understand why there'd be any negativity.
I agree. Between now and the time the next episode drops, you can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, even now featured on this. I don't know if you've heard of this platform. It's kind of new. It's kind of underground. It's not quite mainstream yet. It's called TikTok.
I hate you. We've had such a good day. And every day, do you realize this? Every day now of this month, you have said TikTok to my face. You came into my office at work.
I did.
And you said, hey, by the way, I made us a TikTok. And then you've posted on TikTok and you've talked about TikTok every day.
Yeah. I have.
My face.
Yep.
You've looked me square in the eye and have shit all over me.
I wouldn't say I've.
It's what it feels like. It's what it feels like.
Oh, come on.
You know what you're doing.
Come on. Do I? No. No.
Yes, we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at HSV Home Video is how you can find us on all those platforms. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Every single one of them. You can also give a follow to our show sponsor, Underboss Photography, _photography.
Is Underboss _photography on the TikTok?
I believe they are because really? I believe they follow us on TikTok. Mm. At least Michael does. I think
Michael made his TikTok right after he found out I hated it. I believe that wholeheartedly. I might be wrong on that, but I feel like that could have happened.
When a podcast reaches a certain level of acceptance, of notoriety, of popularity, they do live recordings where they'll go to a venue with an audience in front of them, and then they'll just record a podcast.
My nightmare, but okay.
we're going to get there. We are going to get there because of TikTok. Our TikTok followers
because
are
because of TikTok.
Yeah, we're gonna get so much fame and notoriety because of TikTok. Not. That's how we're getting to the Sydney Opera House, my friend. Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Dream it, Jax, babe.
I'm taking you to the top with me. Mm. Yep. Maybe we'll record an episode at George Clooney's palatial estate in Italy.
He won't stop talking long enough for us to do that.
I mean, that's fine. Like, we're in Italy at George Clooney's house. He can blab for a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's true. We'll let him.
Yeah.
We'll let him.
We'll allow him to do it.
We'll even tolerate his twins, his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how we're going to get there? Mm. TikTok.
God, I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate everything about you when you talk TikTok.
And then when we get to that level and we're on the plane to Italy for the 20-hour flight or whatever it is, I am only going to sing Kesha's TikTok.
Oh.
And I hate that fucking song.
TikTok on the clock.
Party don't stop. Something, we're here because we started a TikTok.
Till we see the sunlight.
Yeah. Hit us up on that TikTok.
At HSV Home Video. Fuck a TikTok.
So we'll
be
putting
that on my enemies list. We haven't done the enemies list in a while. I'm going to put TikTok on the enemies list.
But I don't want them on my enemies list. And you know what?
Too bad. It's there.
Full disclosure, I scrolled through TikTok videos for like an hour the other day.
I won't do it, Jack. I will not do it. I have taken a stand. I took a stand. I publicly, on my radio show, took a stand that I would not download the TikToks, and I cannot download the TikToks. I won't do it.
People change.
It doesn't matter.
People grow.
I made too big of a stand, and now I can't back down from it, and I won't do it. I will not download an app that supports these dumb, young, Gen Z shit bags or making these stupid videos out in public. I won't do it, Jack. We just lost part of our audience.
Well, no, they'll come back.
Yeah.
Because I'm on their side.
Because they're dumb and they don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. They'll see one of our hot fire videos and be like, oh, these guys are funny.
I'm not dancing. I will not dance. I won't do it. If you ask me to do this trend, if there's like a TikTok trend, if you so much as come by my office and you swing into my door frame and you look at me with serious eyes and you say something about a trend we need to jump on, I will probably murder you.
What if the trend is reviewing movies?
I just feel so defeated.
But why, though?
I won't do it. I've made a stand. I don't like it.
That's fair.
I don't like it.
Did you ever get into, like, Vine or Dub Smash when that was a thing?
I've never heard of Dub Smash. What? Dubstep?
No, Dub Smash.
No.
It was basically, like, after Vine died, Dub Smash became the thing.
Never heard of Dub Smash, but Vine was okay.
Yeah, so it's...
Vine was good.
TikTok is basically Vine.
I know, but they've trashed it. Somehow they've trashed Vine, and I don't like that either.
I mean, don't get a twist.
I don't know why Vine went away, and then we got TikTok, and it's, like, huge. I think maybe I'm resenting that. I'm just a little resentful.
Okay.
Like, I liked Vine, and then I was about to jump on the train and get one, and then it all went to shit. And then now we have TikTok?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Literally killed an hour of my day the other day, flipping through videos. I'm like, okay, I get it now. I get it. Some of these are funny.
No, I won't do it.
Okay.
This is my hill. I'm protecting this hill. I'm dying here.
All right.
This is where I die.
That's fair. I just, you know, I'm going to mentally Rolodex this week's episode, Dog Soldiers, being the episode where Leanne said she would die on the not having a TikTok hill.
Mm-hmm.
Within 20 episodes, you're going to have a TikTok.
Oh, I won't.
Yeah.
Do not underestimate my ability.
By episode 90.
To be
90.
Stubborn.
By episode 90.
Do you still not understand my stubbornness? I will not fucking
do
it.
You not understand mine? Uh-uh. Have you met me?
You will not out-stubborn me. You will not make me download my own TikTok.
Mm.
I will not make an account.
We'll see about that. You don't even have to make your own account. You can just take the Huntsville video account.
Won't do it.
I think you will.
That app's not getting on my phone.
By episode 90.
By 90? What episode are we now? What,
70? Yeah.
70? So we got 20 weeks. We got 5 months.
That means last week's episode was 69, dudes!
You can't make that joke a week out. Like, you should have made it that day or not at all.
I should have.
You didn't. You didn't take the opportunity when you could have. You can't make it now.
That's all right. Well.
Stop trying. Stop.
You're being very pithrown over your TikTok.
I won't do it. I can't believe that you think I will not be stubborn enough and download that app.
I think over the course of 20 episodes, I can wear you down.
You will not break me down.
We'll see.
I guarantee you, I will not break down.
We're gonna review a banger movie on episode 90.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also be like, oh, hey, Leanne, tell us about what you saw on TikTok this week.
Nope. You've underestimated me.
I think you've underestimated me.
Mm.
Some of my friends right now who've known me for like decades, they're like, oh, Leanne, you're fucked.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll take your annoying. I will withstand the storm.
If you think it's bad now, just wait until I turn it up.
Go ahead. Turn it up.
Okay.
Turn it up to 11. I don't care.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Yes, I do. Spinal Tap, bitch.
Have you seen that movie?
I have seen that movie.
All right. How about this? How about... No, hold on. We ought to go to Graceland one of these days. Mm-hmm. And can we reenact the scene at Graceland from Spinal Tap where they're just trying to find the right pitch?
Nope.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
I want to.
Mm-mm. I'm going to be stubborn about that.
And you want to put it on TikTok?
That's why you want it. You want to put it on TikTok.
Woo! High five and a million angels.
I will not. I will not.
All right. Okay. No more TikTok. Can we be friends again? Can we talk about From Dusk Till Dawn next week?
We can.
Okay.
We had a great day today, except for like the last 30 minutes. Dog Soldier was great. You did not steer me wrong on the Dog Soldiers. And I am hoping that I will not be steered wrong on From Dusk Till Dawn. And we will have a wonderful conversation like we had today, minus the last 30 minutes.
And it will be so, my friend. Mm-hmm. We'll be back next Monday. Huntsville Home Video coming at you strong with some vampires during spooky season.
Yep.
Until next Monday, my friends, be kind and rewind. TikTok, I'ma stop. Something, I don't know the words, but I'm gonna get Leanne on the motherfucking TikTok.
Wrong. You dick.